The Brookings report says Kentucky and Indiana are the states most at risk for job loss due to automation. As Amazon, P&G, Walmart, and other companies ramp up robot use, are current and future tri-state employees prepared? You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Industrial robot manufacturer Fanuc shows off Cobot CR15 at its Mason showroom and training facility. Salesman Matt Schroff says it's a robot that works alongside people.
What kind of makes ours unique is there's a force sensor on it that detects when it bumps into a human.
It stops if it makes contact. More and more companies are now using robots, and Cincinnati business futurist Marvin DeJean says we need to be having regular conversations about them.
Where the biggest challenge is going to be for education, corporations, and governments to come together to say, how do we retrain and how do we reset expectations for a large swath of people who are going to be caught in that kind.
In a recent op-ed, UC's president and Cincinnati Bell's CEO encouraged industry and academia to work together. Futurist DeJean points to Columbus as a national leader as it rallies around a very different future. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.